On the show this morning, Shay, it's always a pleasure to talk to this man right here. Yes. He is the Kansas City King, the man who puts the city on the map on his back. He's been doing it for over 20 years. Tech Knight!
Yeah, baby!
Wow, what's up, man? I forgot it's been so long. I've been putting it on, man.
It's a good thing. So how you been doing lately?
Yeah, the fact that people still want to hear it to this day, man, and new albums are coming out like today, man, it's crazy to me.
Strangulation 2, that's what you're talking about.
Exactly, man. You know what I mean? I had lost the dates like a couple days ago. I'm like, what's today? And they're like, it was the 19th. And I'm like, wow, yesterday. I said, I got a new album coming out tomorrow, you know, because I get lost in that studio, man. I don't, you know, keep up with the dates all the time. You know what I'm saying? When the last date I remember is my birthday, November 8th, and I drank it away, you know?
Not only are people still rocking with you musically, but it's become a lucrative business for you, man. The only independent artist on that Forbes list. What is that like? Do they send you like a little plaque or something?
Nah, they don't send me no plaque. They just count your money and have everybody calling you like, where's my money at? You
know what I mean?
You know, money that don't belong to them, though. You know what I mean? Like, where's my money at?
You know,
that's only thing the Forbes list do for me. But it's a tremendous accomplishment 4 years in a row. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So on the album, is every Strange Music artist on the roster going to be on this album?
Every Strange Music artist is on the album, you know what I mean? And there's some extra votes on the album. I can't really tell you just yet if you ain't heard it, but somebody from our town is murdering, you know what I'm saying?
You talking about JL?
Say, one of my little homies, that's all I'm going to say.
You talking about JL, aren't you?
I ain't talking about nobody. I didn't say nothing.
Okay, cool.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I said that, Kansas City. I did. So, I mean, you've been letting pieces of the cypher out because I was there for the video for the first cypher last year. Is this one better than the one last year?
Oh, yeah. I think this one is better. It's longer, too, man. It's 48 bars, man. I got some stuff off my chest, you know what I mean? You know, I addressed the fans, you know, talking about funk volume, you know what I'm saying, and hops and saying they'll battle anybody even Strange. So I addressed that. I addressed world star hip hop, you know what I'm saying, going on the comments, hearing everybody call me corny because of my face paint and all this thing, this, that, and the other. So I got at them real hard. You know, I let everybody know I'm three dimensional. You know, I try to explain it to them. You know what I mean? I just got a lot off my chest, bro.
Right.
And I think it's wonderful because it's over a past beat that I love from Seth's crew called Wavy that got him his bust on. So I chose that beat because you can do whatever on that beat. You can go fast, you can slow it down, you can do whatever. You know, wordplay, everything. The beat is perfect. So I think this one is better, man.
On the show with us, the KC King, Tech N9ne. Now, Billboard just released the top 10 rappers of all time. Do you agree with that list?
I haven't seen it. You know, I never see it because I ain't on it, so I ain't
Right.
They had listed as the number one rapper of all time, Biggie. What you think about that?
The number one rapper of all time was Biggie? Yeah. I mean, he was hella influential. You can't deny his flow and his beat selections. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad at them saying... They said he's the number one rapper of all time.
Yeah, but there's two caveats, Tech. Number one was Eminem was number three, and the other one was Tupac was not on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's between Pac and Biggie and Eminem. You know what I'm saying? So, in my eyes, you know what I'm saying, number one. You know what I'm sizzling? Then, you know, I don't know, man. It's hard because I'm a Pac fan. I've done a song with Pac called Thugs Get Lonely 2.
Right.
I've seen Biggie live at Memorial Hall a long time ago when Juicy first came out over in Kansas. You know what I mean? Nobody knew who he was. You know what I mean? And I did because I remember when Who's the Man came out and party and boy, you know what I'm saying, came out. You know, that was my first time hearing Biggie Small. And he's hella influential, so he's up there with him. I can say that, but the fact that Pac ain't on there, somebody did that list the wrong way.
Exactly. We've had conversations in the past, and you know, you definitely in my top five, dead or alive. Where would you?
Thank you, brother.
Come on now, you already know. Where would you put yourself on that list?
I'm right there by Eminem somewhere.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. And the fact that he did a song with me on my last LP, let everybody know that he agrees. You know what I mean? Because Eminem don't really work with nobody.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he would come do that for me when I sent him a 16-bar verse and he stretches it to 24 and doesn't charge me when he can charge like half a mil for a verse, you know, that's just validation that I'm right there. You know what I mean? And I'm proud to be. I hold him high. in this rap game, you know, and everybody else does, because I think he's the highest paid MC and the most intricate that I've heard, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm flattered.
Kansas,
you know?
City King Tech 9 on the line with us this morning. You pretty much got the city on your back. What's next for Strange Music and Tech 9?
I just came out with an LP back in May, my biggest album called Special Effects. Now I'm about to gear up to start listening to beats for my next year LP. It's supposed to come out 9-9. It's called The Storm. It's going to have to be better than Special Effects. And if you got Eminem on Special Effects, the hilt of hip-hop, and you got Corey Taylor, the hilt of metal, and you got Joseph Bashar, the hilt of darkness, and you got EDM with Excision, and you got 2 Chainz and B.O.B. and Lil Wayne and Yo Gotti and T.I. and Zeus, on, you know, just and Hobson and everybody, you know what I mean? It's like The Storm is really going to have to be something, because back in the day when I was on Midwest Side Records with Don Juan and Diamond Shields, they dropped something called The Calm Before the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm sizzling? So
now
that was my first album in Kansas City that everybody got to hear, you know, after the single Mitch Bade, you know what I'm sizzling?
Right.
And Planet Rock. So it's like now after all those years since 96, since Calm Before the Storm came out in 96, The Storm is coming in 2016. So you know it's got to stand up to that title, you know what I'm saying?
I can't wait for that. 2016 is going down. But Strangulation dropped today. It is a Tech 9 winning weekend, y'all. So your chance to win that CD is going down all weekend long with High 103 Jams and KC King. Tech 9, we appreciate your time, brother, because we know you need your rest. You in the bed right now. So we're going to let you go back to sleep.
I'm about to get up, man. I'm about to get up because I got to get out here on the streets and see what's popping, man.
That's right.
Well, happy birthday for Strangulation. You know, we're gearing up for that show down at the Midland on December 12th, too. So, man, I gotta start rehearsing. So I got to get up.
That's right. Tech the Halls is going down. Tech, we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you.